Hello, it's Chris speaking.
Hey, Christopher. This is Carl from Notebook Writing. How your day went?
I've spoken to you guys like four times today.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Can you tell me what was the name of the person you talked to?
There's like three different people. One of them was a girl, and the other two were guys, and they were calling me right at the same time I was trying to take a call for a job interview on the phone. So I thought I was speaking to an interviewer earlier, but I was speaking to a gnome guy, so I had to hang up on him. So I don't know what his name was. And
Sorry about that, but the job,
then
how the
it's all
interview went.
good. Not too bad. I'm actually filling out documents and papers right now. Like I got the contract and everything. It's all good.
Perfect.
So,
Congratulations.
thank you. But yeah, as for right now, I'm literally kind of almost broke, door dashing to make ends meet, and I'm in debt, and so I really can't do any gnome book writing until I get these things taken care of. But I have been continuing to write, and I am interested if things just can financially improve. But as for right now, I have to
That is
say,
a problem, then that's not an issue. You can still write a book, and once you get onboarded and once the book is done and we can publish it, you can pay afterwards once you get the money. Hope you're getting the point. Yeah, so can you tell me
I
about your
am now.
process?
I don't think that was mentioned earlier, but yeah.
Can you tell me about your book? Like, what's the genre? What's the storyline?
One book is like a space novella, and the storyline is of a dad and his son who kind of, well, things aren't going well for dad, and then yeah, there's a argument about religion and aliens, and then
Oh, okay, that's basically
dad kind of
about
figures,
the space, right?
yeah, it's a space novella, but it also involves like demons and angels and aliens, and turns out aliens actually are angels and demons, but there's portals to go through, and
That sounds interesting. Have you had the illustrations as well in your book?
I mean, I've only kind of just written it down, and it's kind of like me just kind of like telling a story like
Okay,
from
so
my mouth
how many
almost. So I
pages
don't even have it in book form really.
Okay,
So
so how many pages have you written so far?
let's see. I think I'll put that in.
Since you said it's a novella, it must be under 100, right?
I guess it's not really a novella, and it's a kind of a novel, I guess.
Okay.
Book one, I've written 236 pages.
Whoa, that's amazing. You have already written so much.
Book two is 118 pages, so that one's a little bit shorter. And book three, I'm at 68 pages, but I'm still kind of writing it as ideas come up.
So all the books are of the same story, like different volumes, or they are just some different kind of stories.
They're the same characters with the same kind of thing going on, but I guess you could say there's kind of like a major conclusion at the end of one book, and it leaves some story
Just the
open
same
for
story,
continuation.
but with different parts.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like how Star Wars is broken up.
Okay, that sounds amazing.
It
Okay,
is.
so let me just talk about the publishing then. So once you have written the manuscript, there comes the publishing process, as you know. So do you have an email? I can send you the process and procedure, and you can just go through of it.
Yeah, send me an email, KR EIBEN.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Perfect. I'm just sending you the email, and if you have any queries regarding to it, you can just write me back or you can just call on the same number.
Cool. Sounds like a plan.
Perfect. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye.